All right, morning, everyone. Today's daf is Daf Pei Bes in Menachos. Look back on Pei Aleph Amud Aleph and look at the Mishnah in the bottom of the Amud. We're continuing from the Mishnah today. The Mishnah talks about using your Meister Sheni money. Okay, just a brief introduction for today's daf. Today's daf will be talking mostly today about Meister Sheni, using your Meister Sheni money. On the fourth, fifth year of the Shemitah cycle, so you do the following. You take off Truma like you do every year, except for, of course, the Shemitah year. You take off Maaser Rishon, which you do every year, and you give it to the Levi. And then you take off another 10%. Okay, Maaser Rishon is your first 10%, then you take off another 10%. That second 10% that you take off in the first, second, fourth, and fifth year is called Maaser Sheni. Okay, who does it go to? Nobody. Nobody. It's you. So that means that when you're taking now your produce, so 10% of your produce, the residual 10% of your produce is going to be taken to Yerushalayim and eaten in Yerushalayim. And that's it. And that's Meister Sheni. Now, obviously, it's going to be a tremendous headache, and I mean that respectfully. Tremendous headache to just simply every time that you take in a grain, you got to walk to Yerushalayim and eat in Yerushalayim. Right? That's not reasonable. So the Torah understands that, and the Torah says, fine. So what you'll do is you'll transfer the Kedusha of the Meister Sheni onto money, you'll take the money to Yerushalayim, and in Yerushalayim you'll buy food and you'll eat food. Okay? Torah says, Chol Asher Ta'aveh Nafshecha. You're not limited to what you can buy. It's a food, you can buy any food, and you'll eat the food in Yerushalayim. Okay. You want to buy karbanos with that money? By all means. Now you can't use it to buy a chatas, that you for sure can't do. You can't use it to buy an asham. You can't use it to buy an ola, because none of these are consumed, and even though the chatas and the asham are consumed, but they're consumed by the zichrei kahuna, and it's a chova, it's an obligation, you can't do it. But what you can do is you can take the Meister Sheni money and bring it to Yerushalayim and purchase a shlamim with that money. And you could use that money now as your shlamim. You can in other words, normally we're not believers in double dipping, but over here, so to say, you can, you know, you're fulfilling two mitzvahs almost at the same time. You're eating your Meister Sheni in Yerushalayim, which is a mitzvah, and also you're eating Karban Shlamim, which is a mitzvah as well. That's totally fine, that's totally legitimate, as we will talk about over the course of today. Right? Big topic of discussion for today. Just a fundamental question, which we're going to speak about today, but just to understand. Meister Sheni, who does it belong to? Simple question. Who does the Meister Sheni belong to? It's the second 10% that I take off four of the seven Shemitah years and I bring it to Yerushalayim and I eat it in Yerushalayim. Is it mine? Is it mine or does it belong not to me? It belongs to...
It's combined.
Right, it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and, you know, and he's allowing me to eat it.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do we say about that? So we say it's Machlokas. We say it's Machlokas between Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda is of the opinion, well, again, this is all things we'll see today, but I'm just giving a more of a global picture of the issues, and then you'll see the daf today, and daf hopefully will go smoothly. So Rav Yehuda is of the opinion that the Meister Sheni belongs to you. You're the owner of Meister Sheni, that's good, that's fine. And Rav Meir is of the opinion, no, Meister Sheni belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is God's, and you only get to enjoy it. But it's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. Nafkamina, simple Nafkamina, who does it belong to? How about if I give the Meister Sheni over to a girl, right, who, you know, looks interesting and I'm interested in, and I say, Hare Ad Mukadeshis, leave the Meister Sheni zoo. Right? I'd like to give this Meister Sheni as the, you know, as Kedushin, as Kesef Kedushin. So does that work? So it's a simple Nafkamina, meaning if it's your money, sure. There are regulations in terms of how to eat it, but so what? It's your money with regulations in terms of how to use it. If it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's money, so then no, it doesn't work. Okay.
How can you eat it if you are getting a girl to...
Because you just have to give her value. You don't have to... It doesn't.
The money is not going to be consumed by the person who has to eat it, right? But it's buy something...
You'll give her the money and then she'll buy something with it and she'll eat it.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Yeah. It's something of value. Okay. All right, so that is that's Meister Sheni. Now you remember what we learned in the Mishnah on Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah says that if you say Hare Alei Toda, if you say I want to bring a Toda, period, I'm going to bring a carbon Toda. So there you can't use your Meister Sheni money. Okay, you can't. Right. In other words, once you have now committed yourself a personal obligation, Hare Alei Toda, I need to bring a carbon Toda. So at that point in time, your Meister Sheni is no longer eligible, even though you could use the Meister Sheni for Shlamim in general, and even though a Karban Todah is a Shlamim. But once you make it now a personal obligation, so you can't satisfy your personal obligations using Meister Sheni money. So the Mishnah says, it's got to come from Chulin because you made it a personal obligation. But if the Mishnah goes on to say, Toda min a meiser, right? The Mishnah says, I'm just reviewing from yesterday, Toda min a meiser, but once you say, I'm going to bring a carbon Toda from Meiser Sheni money, so immediately what you're doing now is you're earmarking the Meiser Sheni money towards the purchase of a carbon Toda, that works. So Yavi Hivalach Mamina Meiser, that you could do. Now you could use your Meiser Sheni money and you could use it to buy your carbon Toda. Because it's not from
And the bread.
And the bread as well. Because it's not you, in other words, it's now from the get go, you basically pointed to the money and said, it's this Meiser Sheni money that's going to be used to purchase a carbon Toda, that's fine. If it starts off as a personal obligation, I can't use Meiser Sheni to satisfy my personal obligations. But if I, from the get-go, point to the Meiser Sheni money and I say, I want that money to be a carbon Toda, by all means it works. The Toda is bought from Meiser Sheni money, and the Lechem is also bought from Meiser Sheni's money as well. Good. That's all, both a review and a preview for today's daf. Okay, let's
keep... If he says, I want to bring the bread from Meiser Sheni and the Toda...
No, you follow what the Toda is.
Yeah,
right. The Toda is the Iker, the Lechem is the Tafel, so you're going to follow the bread. Okay.
The Toda says, Vitzarto Bakesef.
Right.
Is that a Chiyuv or is it an option?
So the best thing to do, and we'll talk more about it today, the best thing to do is to buy Shlomim with it. Meaning, if I could use Meister Sheni money and I could buy a carbon with it, a carbon Shlomim with that money,
right,
then you know, Tavo La Bracha, that's good. And it's more than good. In other words, that, as we'll talk about today, that's the preferential way to treat it. Okay, we're in the middle of Pei Aleph Amud Beis, and we discussed the statement of Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Hare Alai Lachme Toda, I want to bring the bread of Toda. So Rav Huna says, that's the end of the sentence. There's a assumed beginning of the sentence, which is, I'm going to bring the Toda as well. Toda and the Lachme Toda, and he's now committed himself to bringing both, the Toda and the Lachme Toda. Good, we talked about that yesterday, we finished with that yesterday. Then, at the end, we quoted a Braisa. Okay, let's start again from the quoting of this Braisa, Tashma. All right, we did this yesterday, but we're going to do it again. Middle of Pei Aleph Amud Beis. Tashma, come in here. What if a person says, I want to bring a carbon Toda, but I don't want the bread, right? I'm a carb-free diet, no bread, not night. Or I want to bring a carbon, but no nesachim, right? So, that doesn't work, meaning we know that the bread to a Toda, the nesachim to a carbon, are necessary accessories to the carbon. So, kofanoso, maybe Toda v'lachma, zevach nesachim. So we force his hand, meaning we say to him, look, it doesn't work that way. And you are on the hook for the carbon, and kofenoso, and you apply a little bit of pressure. Okay, so time and damar, avalo amar toda lo. So the Gemara says, right, again, this goes back to the attack on Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, all you need to do is say the word lachmi toda, and that's it, you're on the hook. Over here in this braisa that we just quoted, it sounds like from the braisa you have to say the word toda. So the Gemara says, no, what didn't afagav de lo amar toda? No, it works even if you don't say toda. The afagav de kabayin lemisay zevach below nesachem, de lo masni lay nesachem below zevach, tani nami toda. Look, but in the braisa there are two cases, the case of the toda and the case of the nesachem. In the case of the nesachem, there is no such thing as nesachem, right, without a karban. So if a person says, I want to bring the Sachem, right, that doesn't work. So in other words, it's got to say...
The blank is whether you can bring oil.
There is, but I'm just in other words, the idea of Nesachem by itself. Oil you can bring by itself, but Nesachem, you say the word Nesach, Nesachem, that by definition is an accessory to a carbon. There's no such thing as Nesachem by itself, so you have to say carbon with Nesachem, or in this case, carbon without Nesachem. In the world of Toda, right... Even if I said lachme toda, it meant that comes to include the toda as well. Gemara defends Rav Huna, and that's the end of that discussion. But the Gemara now over here is bothered by an ancillary question, which is, I don't quite follow. Meaning, what happened over here? The person is of the opinion, false opinion, that there's such a thing as a toda without bread. Right? And he says, you know it because he says it. I want to bring the carbon toda, and I don't want to bring the bread. So, at that point in time, afterwards, after you clarify to him, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. There's no such thing as a toda without bread. So he'll say to you, oh, I didn't know that. Now that I know that, I want to recant on my neder, on my pledge. Right? We know that if you make a neder, if you make a pledge, right, this is true by all nedarim, and there's some fact of some piece of information you didn't know, so you can go back and you can revisit your neder and you could say, oh, I didn't know that. That's called a Pesach. It's called an opening. And you'll be matir the neder, and you'll permit the neder. So over here, the Gemara says, I'm just confused. The person clearly didn't know that there's such a thing as a toda without that there's no toda without bread. He didn't know that. And what is the Braisa's conclusion? Kofinosa. We force him. Why are we forcing him? The Gemara's question. Amai neder upis cholimo? I don't understand. He made a neder, but you see the Pesach. The opening to his neder is right there. He didn't know. So Amr Chizkiah Hamani Beis Shammai Hidar Mitzvos Lashon Rishon. So the Gemara says, okay. So what we'll say is that this Braisa subscribes to the viewpoint of Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai is of the opinion that if a person makes a statement, even though as you look at the totality of the statement, it's a nonsense statement, Beit Shammai says no. If the first part of his statement makes sense, take it, hold it, and hold him to it. Period. That's the opinion of Beit Shammai. We don't rule like Beit Shammai, but at least we can explain the Braisa like going according to Beit Shammai. Did Nan? We learned in the Mishnah, Harini Nazir, Mina Grogor, Mina Dvela. Let's say for example, a person says, I'm going to be a Nazir, right? He stands up in front of everyone, right? I declare, I'm going to make a pledge, I'm going to be a Nazir, and no figs for me. And everyone's looking around and thinking to themselves, oh, this poor guy. He doesn't, right? Oh, Nebuch. Figs? What's he talking about? No, Nazir grapes, remember? Grapes. So obviously the man made a mistake. Obviously. So I mean the grogers and vela, so Beit Shammai Amrim Nazir, Beit Shammai Amrim Eino Nazir. So Beit Shammai is of the opinion that the man is a Nazir. Because Beit Shammai says Tfos Lashon Rishon. Look, he said he's a Nazir. I know there are things in the statement that he made afterwards that don't work out with his Naziris. But Beit Shammai says, I don't care. Right? It doesn't matter. He says he's a Nazir, Tfos Lashon Rishon, and that's it. So our Braisa goes like like Beit Shammai. The Braisa that we quoted goes like Beit Shammai. So Rabbi Yochanan says maybe not, maybe you could suggest that the Braisa that we quoted about Kofin Oso is even going like Beit Shammai. I feel a tema Beit Shammai, but Omer Ilo Yisi Yodeshe no Jinkach, Lo Yisi no Dekach, Ela Kach. Umay kofin de kabah hadarbe. So the Gemara says, no, it really, the Braisa means he didn't know. In fact, he even states afterwards, he didn't know, and had he known, he wouldn't have done it. And then, when the Braisa says, umay kofin de kabah hadarbe, afterwards he had charata here, he retracted. He says, no, I'm gonna bring it from both. Okay, not a smooth pshat in the Braisa, not a simple pshat in the Braisa, but at least we'll have this Stam Braisa going like Beis Hillel. Tashma, harei alai toda b'lo lechem. Here's another Braisa, same story. Guy comes up and he says, I'm going to bring a carbon toda, but no bread. V'zevach b'lo nesachem. Or, I'm going to bring a carbon, but no nesachem. V'amru lo, havei toda v'lachma, v'zevach nesachem. And they say to him, no, what are you talking about? The toda is with bread. You bring toda with bread. The Omer, and he says, Eli Yisi Yodeh, Shekin Eli Yisi Noder. And he says, ooh, if I knew that, I wouldn't have made a neder to begin with. And Kofen Oso, the Omer Lo Shemor V'Shamata. So we say to him, I'm sorry, it's too late. Right? We force him, and we say to him, Shemor V'Shamata. Next time, you got to be more careful. Right? Now, this Braisa, who's it following? It's a no-brainer. This Braisa is clearly found like Beit Shammai. So Beit Shammai l'chizkiah nicha. So according to Chizkiah, who said that the first Braisa that we quote is going like Beit Shammai, this Braisa is going like Beit Shammai as well. So Elo Rav Yochanan Kasha. So but according to Rav Yochanan, the first Braisa, he kvetched a pshat. He, you know, forced the pshat in there to have it go like Beis Hillel. What's he going to do with the second braisa? So Rav Yochanan says, okay, look, the first braisa, there's room for interpretation, so I'll tell you the first braisa is going like Beis Hillel. This braisa that you just quoted to me, there's no room for interpretation, there's no negotiating room. Clearly this braisa follows like Beis Shammai. Okay, and then the Gemara just sums it up, my shmur v'shamata. Now the end of this braisa, right, so again, it's going like Beis Shammai. So he says he's bringing Karban Todah. And then he makes the mistake of saying Belo Lachem. So we say to him, look, I'm happy you made a mistake. We're sorry you made a mistake, right? A little sympathy. We're sorry you made a mistake, but you said you're going to bring a Karban Todah. You must bring a Karban Todah. Even though there's a Pesach involved, it don't matter, right? We force him to bring the Karban Todah with bread. And we end off by saying Shemor V'Shamata. What are those last two words? Amar Abaye, Shmor Havei Todah. Shmor means you got to keep your word. You got to bring a Karban Todah v'shamata and listen. What does that mean? Listen, have lachma. And you said you're not bringing bread. No, you listen to us. You are bringing bread. Okay, so that's Abaye's understanding of the last two words of the Braisa. Rav amar Shmor have Todah v'lachma. No, Shmor means you got to do it. You got to bring the bread, the Todah and the bread. V'shamata. And shamata means then listen to yourself, because don't do that again. Meaning don't make another pledge like you just did like that. Okay. Pause. Okay. He v'lachma min ha'maiser. Yavi. Okay. If you make a pledge and you say that I'm going to bring my Todah from Maiser Sheni, he v'lachma min ha'maiser yavi. You bring it from Maiser. That's the Mishnah. That's the quote of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, yavi lo sagi de lo maisi. Meaning, do you have to bring it from Maiser Sheni? Meaning, you're really on the hook for a Karban Todah. You say, I'd like to bring it from Maiser Sheni. Does that mean you actually have to bring it from Maiser Sheni? So Rav Nachman, Rav Chista Amre, Ratsa maybe lo ratsa lo yavi. So the Amoraim agree, no, you don't have to. Meaning you have now the right, you have permission to bring it from Maiser Sheni, but if you don't want to bring it from Maiser Sheni, you want to use chula money, you may do so. Okay. V'lo yavi mechita Maiser Sheni, ala mima'os Maiser Sheni. Okay. Now, we will spend a good amount of time now talking about how exactly do I use my Maiser Sheni to buy my Karban Todah. So again, let's go back to what we learned at the beginning of this morning. Okay? In general, if I make a pledge and I say I'm going to bring a Karban Todah, so now you have a personal obligation, a personal responsibility, you can't use Maiser Sheni. You got to use your own money, your chulin money, and you got to use it to buy your Karban Todah. Good. That's what we talked about. That's in general. If, however, you say I'm bringing a Karban Todah from Maiser Sheni, so now you have the right to use your Maiser Sheni to buy your Karban Todah. So the Gemara now is going to get extraordinarily specific about how exactly this is going to work. Now, Maiser Sheni is a agricultural halacha, which means that what's going to be Maiser Sheni? The grains that grow, the grapes that grow in your backyard, in your fields, the olives that grow in your field, right, those are subject to Maiser Sheni. Animals not going to be Maiser Sheni. No animals growing in your backyard. Okay, they'll graze in your backyard, but they're not growing in your backyard. So, right, can I take the actual grains that grow? Remember, your Todah is made up of animal, it's made up of bread. Can I take the actual grains that grow, and can I use that for Maiser Sheni? For my Lachme Todah? So the Gemara says like this. So Rav Nachman, Rav Chista, Darmi Tavayu, Lo Shenu Ela Mechiten Maiser Sheni, Ava Mechiten Halakuchos Mimars Maiser Sheni Yavi. When it says, let me go back one line. Lo Yavi Mechiten Maiser Sheni, Ela Mimaos Maiser Sheni. You can't bring it from the wheat of Maiser Sheni, but you must bring it from the money of Maiser Sheni. Meaning that the Maiser Sheni that you bring to Yerushalayim, right, the actual Maiser Sheni itself, no, that's not going to be good. It's the money that was purchased with the Maiser Sheni, that's what you can use for your Karban Todah. Rav Nachman Rechista Dami Tavar Lo Shano Ela Michitin Maaser Sheni. Ava Michitin Halakuchos Mi Maaser Sheni Yavi. Wheat that's purchased with Maaser Sheni that you could use. Okay. Now, Yosef Rav Yirmiya Kamed the Rabbi Zera V'Yosef Kamar Lo Shano Ela Michitin Maaser Sheni. Ava Michitin Halakuchos Mi Maaser Sheni Yavi. Right. This din that I can't use the wheat, that's only talking about the actual wheat of Maaser Sheni. But wheat that's purchased with money of Maaser Sheni that you could use. So Amar Le Rebbe Ata Omer Kain. So Rebbe Zera says to Rav Yirmiya, right, you say that, Ani Omer, Afilu Michitin Alukuchos Bemaz Maaser Sheni Lo Yavi. Even wheat that's purchased with Maaser Sheni money cannot be used for your Lachmei Toda. Okay, so the aima time of didi, the aima time of didcha. Let's understand this. What's going on over here? Meaning, your Maaser Sheni money, if you originally designated it, your Maaser Sheni money, to you be used to purchase your carbon toda and the lachmei toda. So, can I use my, in other words, if I go to Yerushalayim and I buy wheat, can I use that wheat for my Maaser, for my carbon toda, for my lachmei toda? It's subject to a debate. The Gemara says, what's behind this debate? Ve'ema time editcha. Ema time editcha. Toda mehecha kayelavta lemishlamim. Look, let's start off with the basics. This idea that I can take my Maaser Sheni money and purchase a toda. Where does that come from? It comes from the more basic halacha that I could take Maaser Sheni money and I could buy a shlamim, right? Now, ushlamim sham shami Maaser. Now, how do I know that? We learn it based on Gzeira Shavah, right? There is a Gzeira Shavah that tells us that the pasuk says, "V'nasati bekesef." B'Maaser Sheni v'nasati bekesef v'achalta sham. By shlamim it says v'achalta sham. So we have the two shams. The sham creates a Gzeira Shavah. So with Maaser Sheni, I can use it and I can buy shlamim. Okay, now, umina, ma shlamim ain gufan mi Maaser, avtoda nami ain gufan mi Maaser. Now, goes back to the point that I made just a couple minutes ago. You're buying your shlamim from Maaser Sheni. The Maaser Sheni is wheat. It's grapes. It's olives. It's not an animal. So how did you do it? How are you buying your shlamim from Maaser Sheni? And the answer is obvious. I take my Maaser Sheni, I transfer the Kedusha onto money, I bring the money to Yerushalayim, and I buy a carbon shlamim. It's the only way it's going to happen. Right? So, now, let's go, and let's talk about lachmei toda, the bread of toda. Ma shlamim in gufa Maaser, av toda nami in gufa Maaser. V'hani chite alukuchos b'Maaser Sheni, nami ein gufan Maaser. And wheat, which is purchased with Maaser Sheni, fine, ain gufa Maaser. Meaning, it wasn't the original Maaser, it was something that was purchased with the money of Maaser Sheni. Good. Okay, so that's how we know that the actual wheat itself, which was Maaser Sheni, you can't use for your lachmei toda, but once I roll it over into money, and then once I bring the money and bring it to Yerushalayim and purchase something within Yerushalayim, now it's okay. Now I could take that wheat that I purchased with my Maaser Sheni money and use that for the lachmei toda. Ematai medidi. Good. That's your position. And I understand that position. Now let's go to my position. Now I take a more hardline position, which is the following. Toda mehecha kayavta mishlamim. Look, I'll start off the same place you started. Meaning, toda can be bought with Maaser Sheni. How do I know that? I know that because shlamim can be bought with Maaser Sheni. Ushlamim sham shami Maaser. And again, it's Gzeira Shavah. Mashlamim ein min Maaser. Avtoda ein min Maaser. Look, shlamim, it's not a min Maaser. Like I described a couple of minutes ago. Animals are not growing in your backyard, right? In other words, the whole idea that I'm taking my Maaser Sheni and buying an animal with it, I'm obviously buying a type, an item, which by definition can't be Maaser Sheni. An animal cannot be Maaser Sheni. There's no such thing as an animal which is Maaser Sheni. So what basically comes out is I can take my Maaser Sheni money and use it to buy something that by definition is not Maaser Sheni. Now, la'afuke chitim alakuchos b'maz Maaser Sheni de min Maaser Nenho. If I go and take my Meiser Sheni money and I buy wheat with it, you know what that wheat is? It's a type of Meiser Sheni. Because Meiser Sheni comes from wheat. So wheat is a type of Meiser Sheni. You can't use that wheat now for your Lachmei Todah, because what you did is you bought Meiser Sheni. You used Meiser Sheni money to buy something which is essentially what Meiser Sheni could come from. And the whole paradigm of taking Meiser Sheni and buying Shlamim teaches us you can't do that. You must buy something which is not a type of something that which could be bought from which could have been originally Meiser Sheni. Okay? So again, machlokes between the Amorayim. If I go to Yerushalayim and with my Meiser Sheni money I buy wheat, can I use that wheat for my Lachmei Todah? Subject to a debate. And the Gemara gave us two ways to understand this debate. Amar Rabbi Ami. Okay. Amar Rabbi Ami. Hamatfis maos Meiser Sheni l'shlamim. Okay. Okay, good. Broader discussion right now. I have my Meiser Sheni with me. I'm in Yerushalayim. And I now say I'm holding up the money. Not just the money right now. That is the Kedusha of Meiser Sheni. And I say, I am now earmarking this money to purchase Shlamim. Okay. Now, keep this in mind. The money already has Kedusha. Correct? Absolutely. The money has Kedusha as Meiser Sheni. And what I'm trying to do now is invest the money with another level of Kedusha, which is a Karban Shlamim. And I'm saying now, this money that I'm holding in my hand, even though it's Meiser Sheni money, I'd also like to earmark it, dedicate it as Shlamim as well. Okay? So, Lo Kanu Shlamim. So Rabbi Ami says that it doesn't work. The Kedusha doesn't take hold. Now you understand how strange that is. Meaning, I could take my Meiser Sheni money and purchase a Shlamim with that money. But if I try to invest Kedusha Shlamim into that money, it doesn't take hold. But conceptually, I think we can understand it, because the Meiser Sheni already has Kedusha. So once it already has Kedusha, there's no room for it to allow any more Kedusha to come in. My time of Dolo Alima Kedusha Shlamim, but Mechala Kedusha Meiser Sheni. That's essentially what the Gemara says. It can't take hold because the money already has Kedushas Meiser Sheni. Once the money already has Kedushas Meiser Sheni, there's no room. So, Meisveh. So the Gemara says, is this really true? Meaning, are you looking at it correctly and accurately? Okay. The Gemara quotes the following Mishnah. Now, before we start with this Mishnah, again, a little more just overview about this idea of Meiser Sheni and Meiser Sheni money. I'm going to Yerushalayim with my Meiser Sheni money, right? Over the year, I've collected Meiser Sheni, and every time I've collected Meiser Sheni in my house, back in, you know, when where do I want to live in Israel? I'm not even sure. So I don't even know. Yeah. Okay. So what is your son live? Your son lives Ashdod, of course. Okay. So. Yeah, so I'm an Ashdod, and every time I gather my crops, I take my Sersheni and I transfer it onto money. Okay, and now Pesach is coming up, and I'm going to Yerushalayim for Pesach, and I'm going to take my Sersheni money with me. Okay, Torah says you go into Yerushalayim and you buy whatever food you want, and you eat that food in Yerushalayim. Now let's think this through for just a moment. I'm going to buy whatever food I want. Okay, I'm in the mood for meat. Good. I go to Yerushalayim, or how about this? Give you even a simpler example. I'm in the mood for pistachios. I know that's a random example, but you'll see where I'm going with this. I'm in the mood for pistachios. So you go to Yerushalayim and you buy a whole series, right? You go to the Shuk, right? Machne Yehuda, and you buy a whole series of pistachios. Good. Think this through for just a moment. The Meiser Sheni has Kedushas, the money has Kedushas Meiser Sheni. When I buy my pistachios, so what did I just do? I transferred the Kedusha from the money to the food. Okay, now you realize why I'm going with pistachios. Now when you eat pistachios, so obviously you don't eat the shell, right? So what do you do with the shells? You throw them aside. But wait a second. You used Meiser Sheni money to buy those pistachios. That means that Kedusha goes from the money to the food.
Right.
So what happens with the shells of the pistachio? Are they invested with Kedushas Maaser Sheni? So the answer, you'll be happy to know, is no.
No.
Only the Kedusha, it's interesting. Even though, obviously, the shells have value, you can't say the shells are valueless. Even though the shells have value, the Kedusha only goes to the food item, not to the part of it which is not food, even though it costs. I'll give you another example. You buy a barrel of wine. Okay? You buy a barrel of wine with your Maaser Sheni money. Good. And you drink the barrel. I'd suggest inviting friends over. It's a lot to drink on your own. Okay, good. So now you finished it. Now remember, when you bought the barrel of wine, you paid for the barrel as well. The barrel has Kedushas Maaser Sheni. Now the answer is no. Even though some of that money that you spent went to the barrel, but the barrel does not have Kedushas Maaser Sheni. Okay, now let's go one step further. Let's say you buy an animal. Okay? Now, not all parts of the animal are going to be eaten. There's going to be bones of the animal. There's going to be hide. There's going to be the hide of the animal. And again, once again...
The blood.
Right, the blood can be used as fertilizer. You're right.
I'm saying it's not edible.
So only the edible parts are going to be invested with the Kedushas Maaser Sheni, even though some of the money you used obviously was earmarked, not earmarked, but needed to buy the bones and the hide. All those don't have the Kedusha Maaser Sheni. Okay, what I'm saying is a chiddush, but at the same time it's intuitive. Right, the shells of the pistachio are going to have Kedusha. Right, the barrel is going to have Kedusha. Right, it's kind of hard to imagine. And the answer is no. Shells don't have Kedusha. The barrel doesn't have Kedusha. And the hide doesn't have Kedusha.
You spend the money for that.
Even though that's the Chiddush. Even though you spent the money for it, they don't have Kedusha.
Is it like Tashmisha Kedusha?
It's like a shomer. Meaning, it's necessary for the food, it protects the food, but when all is said and done, the Kedusha only goes on food, not on the item that protects it.
So in the end, then, you have to make a hashmit, and you have to...
Right, correct. So logically, what you're saying is correct. That's the chiddush. The chiddush is you don't have to make any cheshbon. You don't need to make a deduction. You don't have to say the barrel is worth $10. I need to deduct $10 off. No. Even though $10 of that Maaser Sheni money went to the purchasing of the barrel is yours for the keeping. Okay? It's a chiddush. Okay. Good. Let's now continue in the Gemara. So again...
Isn't Maaser Sheni most often attached to...
No, Maaser Sheni is your money to eat. You
don't say the Gemara is a Bede Kabayis.
No. It's yours.
That's something that you eat. Can't use it for anything else.
Correct. Okay, so now with all that stated, that was a long introduction, but it's needed. So now let's see this inside. So again, really, this all starts from Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami says that if I have money of Maaser Sheni, and I say that I want to be Tofes Shlamim on the money, he says it's not Tofes, because there's no room. There's no room for the Shlamim. Okay. Meisvei. The Gemara says, let me challenge you. Mishnah in Maaser Sheni. One of the first Mishnayos of Masechta Maaser Sheni. Halokech Chaya Leziv Chay Shlamim. Okay, so you do the following. Chaya, non-domesticated animal. Non-domesticated animals do not go on the Mizbeach. Period. And when you purchase it, you say, I'm going to buy this gazelle as a shlamin with my Maaser Sheni money. Okay, now that's weird, right? What's he talking about? So, okay. Or the alternative case over there in that Mishnah is regular behema, an animal that is eligible to be brought as a karban, and you say baser taiva. Baser taiva just simply means I'm not bringing it on the mizbeach. I'm just going to take it home. Well, not take it home, but in Yerushalayim I'm going to shecht it and eat it. Okay, lo yatsa haor lechulin. In both of these cases, the hide is not chulin. Okay, now. Let's attack each one of these cases separately. In the case of the chaya, what's happening? So what's happening is the following. On one hand, you brought a chayah which is not eligible to be brought as a shlamim. On the other hand, you said it's going to be a shlamim. So you know what you're saying? Listen carefully. What you're saying is that this thing that I'm buying, and it happens to be a chayah, but right now, let's objectify it. This thing that I'm buying now has kedushas shlamim. Oh, right, you hear where we're going with this? Meaning it's an item of value, and I'm basically investing it with kedushas shlamim.
Sell it.
And what we're going to then do is sell it, and the proceeds of that sale. When I say sell it, I mean buy an animal with it, an animal that is eligible to be born in the Mizbeach, and use an animal to be born in the Mizbeach. Oh.
And even after that?
So you hear, wait, just one second. So you hear what's happening over here? I'm taking my Meister Sheni money, I'm transferring it onto an item, an object, it happens to be the object as the Chaya, but who cares? Meaning it's an object. And it now is invested with, of course, Meister Sheni Kedusha, and Shlomim Kedusha. So you see, you already hear that the Gemara, now the challenge against Rabbi Ami, right? It seems to be that this Chaya is invested with both Kedushas Meister Sheni and Kedusha Shlamim. Challenge to Rabbi Ami. Now the second point of the Mishnah, which is really not really relevant to us, but it's still interesting, right? Is that the when I say a Basar Behemel Taiva, the hide isn't yours. You didn't do well. You didn't do good. Because if it's a behema, you should have bought it as a shlamim. Right? As I mentioned earlier, the best thing to do, especially if you're going to eat meat in Yerushalayim, is not just simply to buy meat stam, but to buy a behema which could be brought as a shlamim. You didn't do right. You didn't buy it as a shlamim. You simply said buy some taiva. So the or is enu yotzei lechulin. Okay, but... And that's important, but that's not the part that we want to focus on. We want to focus on the chaya part. Lav lamemer dekani shlamim. So the Gemara says, what do you see by the chaya? You see that the chaya is invested with, of course, kedushas meister sheni and kedushas shlamim. Rabbi Ami, how are you going to deal with this? So lav itmar lamra amarav lo kani shlamim. So the Gemara says, we'll defend Rabbi Ami, and we'll defend Rabbi Ami by quoting Rav. Right, Rav is the Rebbe of Rabbi Ami, right? I think I'm right.
Isn't it because of the Basar Taiva?
Leave the Basar Taiva out of the discussion. The discussion really focuses primarily on the Chaya, because the Chaya is invested with both. So Lavit Ma'alam Rav Lo Kani Shlamim. Rav is of the opinion, no, that's not correct. The Chaya is not invested with Kedusha Shlamim. Umay Lo Yatza Or Lechulin. So and then, well, how do you understand the Mishnah? So why is the hide not yotzei lechulin? Right, the hide is not an edible food. Why isn't it yotzei lechulin? Hachi kamar. Right, it should be like the shell of the pistachio. It should be like the barrel. Hachi kamar. Eino b'toros latzeis ha'or lechulin. My taima amar rabba nase kolokeach shor lecharisha. Because the Gemara says it's like you bought an ox for plowing. Meaning that it's once you buy the chaya and you designate it as a shlamim, you have totally objectified the item. It's like you bought shor lecharisha. It's like you bought an ox for plowing. Can you do that with Meister Sheni money? Absolutely not. Right? No way. Meaning what you can do with Meister Sheni money is buy a food. And then as a fringe benefit, what then happens is that any part of it that's not edible, you get to take home. But once you buy an item, a non-food item, so that entire non-food item has Kedushas Meister Sheni. When you buy a chaya and you say it's going to be for a shlamim, basically what we're going to do now is totally objectify the item. Mm-hmm. It is now considered a non-food item. And that's why the item in its totality still has Kedushas Meister Sheni. Nothing to do with it actually will be tofes kedusha shlamim. Okay. By the way, I'm aware that this is a complex discussion over here. But if you're following it, if I'm explaining well, which you know I always wonder, but you know if you're following it, it does make a lot of sense. Itmar hamatfis maus meister sheni lishlamim. You do a hatfas of meister sheni for a shlamim. Rav Yochanan Markani, Rav Elazar Malokani. So again, more on this topic of discussion. Can I take the money and be toface it with kedusha shlamim? So here, spelled out very clearly, machlokas amarayim between Rav Yochanan and Rav Elazar. Now, Ali b'de Rav Yehuda d'amar ma'aser mamon hejud hu d'kulei amar lo pligi d'kani. Look, let's start off. Remember I told you at the beginning of today's daf? Ma'aser sheni, whose money is it? Is it yours or is it a Kadosh Baruch Hu's? I also told you machlokas. So Rav Yehuda says it's your money. According to Rav Yehuda, the question doesn't even get off the ground. Meaning, according to Rav Yehuda, lo pligi d'kani, it's your money. It's your money with regulations. I mean, in other words, there are restrictions with this money, but it's your money. You want to take your money and invest it with kedushas shlamim? By all means. You want to take ma'aser sheni and invest it with kedushas shlamim? According to Rav Yehuda, by all means. Ki pligi aliba de Rav Meir. The debate over here is within Rabbi Meir. Da amar ma'aser mamon gavoah. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that ma'aser sheni is mamon gavoah. It's not your money, it's God's money. God's allowing you to eat it, but it's principally not yours. I told you, the simple difference between Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir, what if I take the money and give it to a woman and say, Hare at mekudeshesli? According to Rav Yehuda, that'll work. According to Rav Meir, it won't work. Now, according to Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, Ma'aser mamon gavoahu, man d'amar leih kani k'Rav Meir. So, the one that says, lo kani, makes perfect sense.
Yeah, because
it's not your money. Mm-hmm. You can't take something that doesn't belong to you and invest it with any type of kedusha whatsoever. Right, so that makes sense. Uman da amakani, kevin da maisa kari le shlamim, ki mitfes le nami tafis. Look, what are you going to do with that money anyway? You're going to buy a shlamim with that money. Mm-hmm. Meaning it's not your money according to Rav Meir, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's money. But what's the goal? The goal is that you're going to take that money and you're going to buy shlamim with that money. So if that's the goal anyway, if that's the end game anyway, so if you want to be matfis that money with kedusha shlamim, by all means you could do so. Okay. Meisvei the Gemara challenges ma matfis maos ma'aser sheni lo shlamim kishu poda mosif alem shnei chumashim. Now, for those of you who've been wondering, what difference does it make? Meaning, Let's say it is toface kedusha shlamim. So what? I mean, the first so what is once it's toface kedusha shlamim, the only thing you could do with it now is actually buy shlamim with it. But outside of that, there's another big nafkamina, right? When you take money and you, or for that matter, any item that you consecrated, and you redeem it, you, the owner of it, redeem it, you have to add on a fifth, 25%, right, when you redeem it. If there was a hatfasa, meaning it's ma'aser sheni, and it's shlamim, and you redeem it, so now, 25%, plus another 25%, meaning you got to redeem the ma'aser sheni value, and you got to redeem the shlamim value. Okay, meisvei. Hamatfis maos ma'aser sheni l'shlamim kishu podam most of alem shnei chumashim. Echel akorish ve'echel ma'aser. So the Gemara says, yeah, so how are you going to understand that? So the Gemara says very simply, mitzvahs divrei akol hi, hamani Reb Yehuda hi. So the Gemara says, okay, that's not a big deal at all. You quoted a Mishnah, the Mishnah goes like Reb Yehuda, meaning Reb Yehuda says, there is a hatfasa. What I'm telling you, this is Reb Elazar talking, what I'm telling you is, I'm going like Reb Meir. Reb Meir says, no, there's no kinyan, because it's not your money. The money belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, good. All right, quick summary. Okay, the discussion for the first part of today revolved around Ma'aser Sheni money. With Ma'aser Sheni money, you can buy a shlamim. Not only can you, what we finished discussing today, you really should buy it. Can I buy a carbon totem with that money? The answer is yes.
Yeah.
If I already have a pre-existing obligation, no. But if I have the money, the Ma'aser Sheni money in my hand, and I say, I want to take this Ma'aser Sheni and buy a Toda with it, for sure that would work.
So okay. You're allowed to buy a Toda whenever you want?
Yeah.
Even if you weren't
saved. A Toda is a voluntary offering.
Yeah.
Right?
Money.
Right? Okay.
No, this should not happen to you, like getting out of prison and so on.
So I told you that maybe there was a pshat, maybe that's the difference between a todas chova versus a todas nedava.
Right.
As we discussed
right.
earlier in the Gemara, perhaps. A todah is a voluntary offering. It's not an obligatory offering. In other words, but there is an obligation to say thank you, but it's not like a chatas, it's not like an asham. Okay, good. So can I take my Maaser Sheni money and buy a carbon todah with it? Absolutely. Absolutely can. Okay? And there is a very detailed minutia discussion about when I actually purchase my the lachmei todah, can I use it with wheat that I already bought in Yerushalayim or no? Okay, that's on the bottom of Pe'alef Amud Beis. And then there's an overarching discussion of when I have the general discussion of when I have Maaser Sheni money, and I say with the money that I want to imbue this with Kedusha Shlamim, right? Kedusha Shlamim, Kedusha Toda, I want to imbue it with Kedusha Shlamim. Can it go into the money? Can that Kedusha go into the money? Or do we say no? It's Maaser Sheni money, right? It's taken, spoken for already. It's already earmarked and that's it. So the Gemara presents it as Rabbi Ami says it's a no-brainer, of course you can. We challenged it based on a Mishnah of Maaser Sheni. We then learned that it's a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. And then we learned that it's possibly the very machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Right? How do we view the money? If the money is viewed as yours, then you can give it a Kedusha Shlamim. If the money is not yours, like Rabbi Meir says, it's the Kadosh Baruch Hu's money, then you cannot invest it with Kedusha Shlamim. Okay. We start now the next Mishnah. Okay, let's go to the first case of the previous Mishnah. Okay, simple case. You say I'm going to bring a carbon todah. Good. Good. You say I'm going to bring a carbon todah. And then you... And now you have to pay for it. So you can't use your Maaser Sheni money. You got to use chulin money. Okay. Minayin la'omer harei alai todah. It's based on the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. It's a strange pasuk. It really is. The pasuk says you're going to bring your carbon Pesach, and you're going to bring it from sheep, and you're going to bring it from cattle.
Cattle.
Carbon Pesach. Carbon Pesach comes either from sheep or from goat. Period. End of discussion. Cattle. It is, I have to tell you, just as a pasuk in of itself. It's just a difficult pasuk to understand. Right, the carbon pesach only comes from sheep and from goat. Obviously the Torah is driving at something. It's a hekesh. And the hekesh is, ma pesach davash bechoba ve'ein ba'elam in a chulin. Just like the carbon pesach can only come from non-consecrated animals, I've called davar shebechova ain by elam and achulin. Same thing is true regarding called davar shebechova. Any obligation that you have can only come from chulin, not from non chulin, not from maaser sheni. Lefichach haomer harei alai toda harei alai shlamim hol vein chova lo yavi elam and achulin unesachim bechomakim lo yavi elam and achulin. Okay, that is our Mishnah. Now the Mishnah is missing a very basic point, which is, just like the carbon pesach has to come from chulin, so too all carbonas have to come from chulin. How do you know that's true about the carbon pesach? Where do we see? How do we know? Meaning, the Mishnah makes the point, you know, sets a precedent, a binyanav, or a hekesh. Maybe we'll call it a hekesh. I think it's better to call it a hekesh. Right? From the carbon pesach, but in other words, with any argument, you got to then move on to the next point. Well, how do you know carbon pesach can only come from chulin? Maybe carbon pesach can be. I could use my Maaser Sheni to buy carbon pesach.
No.
Okay. Gemara starts off with exactly that question. U pesach gufa minalan. Detanya Rebbe Elazar amar nemar pesach b'mitzrayim nemar pesach l'daros. So the Gemara here takes up exactly this issue. Now, it is mentioned pesach. Obviously, the first carbon pesach was in Egypt. Right? The first carbon Pesach. And it also talks about Pesach Ladoros. Ma Pesach Hamor B'Mitzrayim Lo Ba'elam in Achulin. Now, did we use, when we were in Egypt, did we use our Maaser Sheni? This is such a such a klutz kasha. Did we use our Maaser Sheni money in Egypt to buy your carbon Pesach? And the answer, of course, is no. And of course the answer is no, because in Egypt, we didn't have Maaser Sheni. Okay, but right, Maaser Sheni is an Israel thing. It's Kedushas Haaretz. Yeah. But the point is like this. In Egypt, we didn't use Maaser Sheni to buy Karban Pesach, and it will be true for all future generations as well. Pesach Amol Doros Lo Ba Elam and Achulin. So Amol Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Eliezer, "That's really an argument, right? That you're allowed to do that. The Chidan and Efshar Mishii Efshar. What did you just do? Right. In Egypt, you had no choice. So you're gonna. And once we get to Eretz Yisrael." I'm coming up to Yerushalayim this Pesach with Maaser Sheni, my money in my hands. Done in Efshar Mishii Efshar. I'm really Alpha Pishi Efshar Raya Gadola Hivinoman Himenu. So Rabbi Eliezer's answer is a simple yeah, I believe we could do that. Yes. Okay. Chaz Rabbi Akiva Vidanu Din Acher. So Mala Pesach Mitzrayim Shekein Ein Tal and Matan Damim, the Imorm Lagabe Mizbeach, Tomar. The Pesach Dor Shetal Man Damin Bimur Legabim Mizbeach. Rabbi Akiva is still pulling his hair out, which I guess is funny to say, considering that we're talking about Rabbi Akiva. But Rabbi Akiva says, "Come on! In Egypt, there was no Mizbeach. We didn't take the blood of the Karban Pesach and sprinkle on the Mizbeach. Okay, doorpost, yes. Mizbeach, no. And now you're going to tell me that the same halacha applies when we're in Eretz Yisrael and we're sprinkling it on the Mizbeach?" So Aman Damin Vimol Lagam Mizbech Amala Hari Amor Vavarata Esavodah. I'm sorry. Vavarata Esavodah Zos Bechorish Hazeh Shu Kol Avodah Shel Chorish Hazeh Kazeh. So Rabbi Eliezer calmly says, "Yeah, because the pasuk says Parshas Bo Vavarata Es HaAvodah Hazos Bechorish Hazeh. For all future generations, this is what you're going to do." Rabbi Eki. Okay, good. Period. End of the brisa. Okay, so Rabbi Eliezer uses Karban Pesach as a prototype for all future generations. And did I say Rabbi Akiva? Whatever. Rabbi Eliezer says, uses Karban Pesach as a prototype. And Rabbi Akiva argues two times over. Number one, ain't done an Efshar Mishi Efshar. What are you talking about? Karban Pesach, there was no Maaser Sheni. So you can't do that. And number two, in Mitzrayim, we had no Mizbeach. There was no Zrikas Adam. So, Rabbi Akiva, Yisar V'ladein Dan Efshar Mishi Efshar Leku B'Milsei, Ihadabe V'haydalo Gamre Mi Pesach Mitzrayim Shem Hai Pirchahu, Pesach Midbar Yochiach. So the Gemara says, and I don't understand, Rabbi Akiva, if you really subscribe to the Ain Dan and Efshar Mishi Efshar, you could have stopped right there. Meaning you didn't have to go on to a second argument. So the Gemara says, L'drav de Rabbi Elazar Kamar. So the Gemara says, look, Rabbi Akiva was having a debate both on his level and on Rabbi Eliezer's level. Meaning, Lidi di Ain Dan and Efshar Mishi Efshar. Look, as far as I'm concerned, I don't buy your whole argument. Your whole argument to me is not good because I don't believe in this principle of Dan and Efshar Mishi Efshar. But I'll tell you what, even if I did subscribe to your viewpoint, Liditcha Damar Dan and Efshar Mishi Efshar, Mala Pesach Pesraim Shekeinen Tam An Damen V'Yimon Legabim Mizbeach, Tomer B'Pesach Dor Shetam An Damen V'Yimon Legabim Mizbeach. So, but even according to you, it's still not comparable. The Karban Pesach we brought in Egypt did not have a Mizbeach. There was no Zrikas Adam. And you're going to learn that for all future generations? No. Okay, fine. So Rabbi Akiva is arguing with Rabbi Eliezer, even if we can move past the first point, which Rabbi Akiva says, I can't. But even if we did, your argument is still not credible, a faulty argument. And Rabbi Eliezer says back in response, V'avadata, meaning, yeah, okay, good, but I have a hekesh. V'Rabbi Elazar, Lema Le Pesach Midbar Yochiach. Now, Rabbi Eliezer could have an excellent retort, which is Pesach Midbar. Meaning, we were in the desert, we did offer the Karban Pesach in the desert. Now, in the desert, did we have a Mizbeach? Yeah, we did. They did have a Mizbeach, so they did sprinkle. Now, in the desert, did we bring our Maaser Sheni?
No.
Okay, so the Dvarav de Rabbi Akiva Kamarlei. So again, Rabbi Eliezer now argues with Rabbi Akiva, understanding, look, I know Rabbi Akiva, I know you're not going to buy into my Efshar Mishi'i Efshar. I know you don't go for that. So right, so lididi dan an efshar mishiyef shar mishum hay pircha pesach mid bar yochiach. So look, for me, I'm okay because I believe in dan an efshar mishiyef shar, and pesach midbar, not pesach mitzrayim, but pesach midbar is going to be excellent proof and all you need to show you that it has to come from chulin. But lididcha, but according to you, damar ain't dan an efshar mishiyef shar ve'avarata. Okay, but for you, I know you don't buy into that. But I do have a pasuk of Va'avarata. Two more lines of Gemara for today, and we'll stop. Va'hashtanami lefroch. So Amar, and now, why didn't Rabbi Akiva continue the argument? Why did Rabbi Eliezer's Va'avarata end the whole argument? Amar Rav Sheshet Zosamaris Emeshivan Ala Hekesh. So Rav Sheshet says because that Va'avarata is a Hekesh, and a Hekesh is checkmate. Meaning, ain mishivin ala hekesh. Once you have a hekesh, you may have a sound argument, a logical argument that would deflect a hekesh, but ain mishivin ala hekesh. A hekesh is a very strong raya. Okay, good. All right, today's discussion was Meister Sheni and the usage of Meister Sheni towards the purchase of a carbon shlamim. Okay, somewhat complex, but good discussion and a good understanding of how to view Meister Sheni money. And then the second part of today's daf was that when you have a personal obligation, a chova, once you have that, you can't use Meister Sheni money. A chova has to come from chulin, can't use from Meister Sheni. How do I know that? So the prototype for it is the Karban Pesach. How do we learn it from the Karban Pesach? So that's what we're in the middle of discussing. Rabbi Eliezer says, because of Pesach Mitzrayim, and Rabbi Akiva says, I can't hear that. Pesach Mitzrayim cannot set up the model. It's Efshar, meaning we didn't have Meister Sheni in Egypt. So how could you learn a halacha from Pesach Mitzrayim? Of course, what we still have to discover is, so Rabbi Akiva, all we know is that he dismisses Rabbi Eliezer. What Rabbi Akiva agrees with the basic halacha, where does he get it from? Okay? Part of tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop over here.
Are you going to have a shlomim today? In the middle of the day?
In our backyards.